Every day is an opportunity to design, build, and live your dream life. Join us on Designing Your Life today. Get strategies for achieving goals that boost your business and energizes your life. Get insights for economy-proofing both your life and business. I'm Pat Council, everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, and my goal is to help you reach yours. Get connected with other power achievers and stay in the know by requesting the Power Up Today newsletter. Simply text the word Power Up to 42828. That's 42828. Also, connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and other social media outlets by visiting designingyourlifetoday.com. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Council, and you're listening to Thriving Thursday. Today, we're going to talk about why selling must be a part of your business. So this is kind of the root or one of the roots of success in business. And I'm going to share the importance of being able to sell. I'm also going to explain or expound a little bit on why it's important to be able to sell, and that if you can't sell or if you aren't selling, that you don't have a business, that you're not in business. I heard this is a top high performance coach, and he's been on Oprah and he's been on a lot of different shows, Larry King Live. And so I heard him say on one of his podcasts and on YouTube, he had a video on YouTube, and he said that if someone tells you that if you can't sell, that you don't have a business, he said, don't listen to them. Well, I totally disagree with that. And this has probably been about maybe 3 years ago, two, 3 years ago that I heard this. And I thought, is he kidding me? And then at the end of the video, he offers you something free. And then, of course, you sign up for the free thing, which is fine, because I think it's important to give first. But he offers you something free. And then when you get the free gift, then right after that comes the product. And there's nothing wrong with that method of selling, because as I said, I think that's honorable to believe in what you have to offer so much to the point where you're willing to give people a sneak peek into what you have to offer. So I want to talk about why selling is important to your business. And the truth of the matter is, if you aren't selling your product or your services, yeah, you don't have a business. So, and I want to kind of, I don't want to say defend that, but that's probably what it is. But I want to just say, explain it a little better. And maybe we can have a understanding of, first of all, the importance of selling in our business. And secondly, to be excited about selling whatever your product and services is. Okay, or services are. So to be excited about that, because I think that's a big deal for people today. They don't like selling what they have because they think of sales in a different light, or in a light that is not flattering to the whole concept of sales. And there are lots of reasons why. I shared this in my blog about direct salespeople, about why they can be a turnoff. And when direct sales is an honorable profession, it's a great business, and it's a great way to start a business if you don't have a lot of money. And a little bit of money, a lot of effort ends up being a lot of money. So it's a great business, but direct salespeople have kind of given it a bad name and tainted it a little bit. And I talk about that in my blog. And as a result, people stay away from sales, not just because of the direct sales industry, because as I said, it's great, but because of the whole idea behind selling something. And so we're going to talk about that today. And this is a, let's say, a bit of fertilizer. If you're in sales, if you're in business, this is going to help you strengthen your resolve to achieve your financial goals in your business this year. This is going to help you put your attention on getting to where it is you want to be in your business and really making it happen, being excited about you, being excited about your business, being excited about what you have to offer, and not being afraid to share it with others. So this is an awesome bit of, let's say, fertilizer. Okay, every time I say that, I think of something. But okay, let's say it's just an awesome strategy or concept for you being able to strengthen your resolve to reach your financial goals. All right, let's get into this a little bit here. First of all, when you think about the definition of selling, you know, on its most basic level, selling is actually, and this is according to the dictionary, and selling is actually to give or hand over something in exchange for money. So the person who said, oh, if someone tells you can't sell, that you're not in business, and that it's not true, well, they're incorrect. Okay, because if you can't sell, yeah, you don't have a business. But here's the beauty of it. You can learn to sell. Salespeople are not born. People say, oh, they're born. You're a born salesman. No, somewhere down the line, they saw someone do it, or they learned some techniques and they picked up some amazing skills, or they sharpened the skills that they were taught on purpose to the point where they could develop beyond that point. So sales is something that you can learn. And sales is something that is important that you learn how to do it, because today it is just people are running rampant trying to push their product on you. And when they push their product on you, they have no relationship with you. And then they pretend they have a relationship with you. They haven't connected with you in years. And at the same time, they want to come all of a sudden because they need money and they want to sell you something. And this is kind of a what makes people not want to become a salesperson, because they look at those types of salespeople and they say, wow, this is not how you do it. Or they say, this is something I could never, ever do. They view that as being pushy. They view that as being inconsiderate. And they view that as a person being so self-centered to the point where they could care less about the product that they're selling, but more about what's in it for them and not about what's in it for you and me. So this is kind of the reason I think why a lot of people frown at sales. But the truth of the matter is, it's about giving or handing over something in exchange for a product. And the definition also goes on to say that it persuades some of the merits of something. So when you want someone to make a purchase, you have to sell them on the benefits of it. What makes this product so great? What makes my services so great? Why do you want to hire me? Or why do you want to buy my book? Or why would you want to buy whatever product that I'm selling or that the other person is selling? Whatever product you're selling, you want to sell them on the benefits of that product. And so when you can do that, now you feel good about getting that return and they feel good about giving you something in exchange for you handing that something over, whatever that something may be, a product or service. So the thing about it is, here are some things that I want to share with you about sales. I want to share three things about sales. And by the way, before we get into that, I just want to say, for those of you that are located in the Jacksonville area or in the Florida area, and you don't mind making a drive to Jacksonville, or in Georgia, you can come to my workshop that I am hosting, and it's in May. And it's called No Pressure Relational Sales. And it's, I just wanted to share some information about that. If you want to find out more about it, you can go to patcounsel.com and check out Power Achievers Workshops. So it is patcounsel.com/Power Achievers Workshops. Or you can go to patcounsel.com, click on events, and you'll see Power Achievers Workshops that drops down and you can participate in all of the above. We're going to talk about no pressure relational sales. So for those people that don't like selling, but they want to be in a business, don't let that stop you from thriving in your business. Don't let that stop you from starting your business. I'm going to share some really comfortable solutions for you that you can step out there and make something happen. Okay, here is, let's get to our 3 points here. First of all, the reason why selling must be a part of your business is because, listen, if you're not selling the product, if you're just giving it away, then it's a hobby. Okay. Or you're like a nonprofit. And here's the thing about nonprofits. Even nonprofits sell things. They sell t-shirts. They sell hats. They sell tickets to their marathons, all kinds of their races that they're having. So the 10K race, the 5K race. So they sell things. So know this, that even the nonprofits must sell. So it's a hobby if you're not selling anything. And so when someone says, oh, if you're not selling, if you've heard, if you're not selling, you're out of business, that's not true. No, it is true. If you can't sell, or if you are not selling anything, then yeah, you don't have a business. You have a hobby at that point. And there's nothing wrong with having a hobby as long as you're excited about it, as long as you love it, and as long as you're okay with the fact that you're not making money from it. And so that's not a, that's so you understand that there's no judgment here. This is more of giving you insights about selling. And so I want to say this about selling. First of all, that I think this might help you a little bit. When it comes to selling something, first of all, you have to believe in your product. You have to care about your product, your service. You have to really, really embrace that. And so when you believe in what you're offering people, it's not as difficult for you to sell. So this brings me to my second point. My second point is that when you have a hard time selling, you don't believe that there's value in what you have to offer. You see, in order to be in a business, if you notice businesses that sales have sales or services, they work hard to bring value to you. You know, Designing Your Life Today, our podcast, is free, but I have other products that we offer, my private coaching, my online coachings, my do-it-yourself coaching, and my books and all of those things. So I believe that there's value in what I'm offering you. I believe that whatever challenges you're having when it comes to achieving your goals, I believe that the products that I'm offering will help you overcome those obstacles. Why? Because I have a track record. I've done it for I don't know how many people over the last 15 plus years. And so I've helped them successfully achieve their sales goals. I've helped them successfully put their life in order so that they can actually thrive and get their lifestyle, get the lifestyle that they want. So I believe that what I bring to the table is of value. So I have no problem selling those products. So when you sell something, you must believe that there's value in what you have to offer. When you can believe that there's value in what you have to offer, you're not really, it's not going to be that difficult. But if you're just doing it for the money, then there's something in you that doesn't give you the warm and fuzzy that you need in order to offer your product to someone. I think about the grocery store, and I often use this as an analogy. When you go to the grocery store to make a purchase, what you discover is that, hey, they're selling me something. You also discover that, whoa, I need food to eat. Well, I don't have a farm where I can go out there and get everything I need, you know, right out of my field. So I'm going to have to go to this store and purchase what they have. Why? Because they have something of value to you. You need food, healthy foods, to sustain your life. So as a result, you're okay with spending money. So understand this, that whenever you are spending money with someone, then you are, when you're spending that money, then understand this, that you are getting something that you feel there's value in it. Even if it's something that's entertaining, when you go to a movie, you feel like they're going to entertain me. That's why when people come out of a movie and they don't view it as being that great, they feel like they've wasted their money. They feel like they haven't gotten their value. And guess what they do? They spout off to several other people about it. So you want to really pay attention to the value in what you have to offer. And then when you have value in something, now you know that, and you're offering it for money, now you know that you have something in your business that you're selling, and this is what's going to sustain your business, whatever that those products and services are. Okay, so you must Selling must be a part of your business if you're going to have a business. And it's one of the roots of your business. It's one of the most necessary things that you need, because that's where the money comes from. That's where you get the money to pay for all the help that you need. That's where you get the money from to sustain your lifestyle or even build your lifestyle. So selling is a big deal. The final point that I have for you is that, you know, when you are not selling something and you call yourself a business person, you're doing a disservice not only to yourself, but you're doing a disservice to the person who you're dealing with or who you're connecting to or who you are sharing that product with. Always giving something free. Now, don't get me wrong. There are times when we want to give away things free. And I do give away free coaching sometimes and free books. And so I give away things that are free. And I feel good about it most of the time. There are times when I give away something free and the person shows absolutely no gratitude for it. And they act as though I owe them something. And at that point, guess what? I stop giving it to them. Because there has to be that right to feel good. So when you're offering something free and you're constantly doing it free, which is okay to give sometimes, but if you're constantly doing it free, first of all, we established that's a hobby. Secondly, I want you to keep in mind that you don't believe there's value in what you have to offer. And the third point is you take away someone's right to feel good about what they're earning. Sometimes you ever notice how people set a goal and they say, you know what, when I get my income tax check, I'm going to go and buy myself those shoes that I've always wanted. Okay. Or you know what, when I get that raise, I'm going to go and buy myself a new car. Or you know what, when I meet this sales goal, I'm going to go out and buy myself a new wardrobe. So these are things that make people feel like they've earned what they're purchasing. They earn the clothes, they earn the car, they earn whatever it is they're buying. And whatever it is they've put out monies for. This is what makes people feel good about who they are. This is what makes people want to earn more. This is what makes people believe that they, in a sense, are worthwhile. They are living this on purpose life. And of course, I use the car. I use shoes and things of that nature as an example, but there are other reasons why people earn money or they want to feel good about what they earn. If they want to pay for your services, for example, if you're a coach and you are a sales coach and, I'll just use myself. I'm a certified sales coach. And so people who come to me and they want help with their selling and they want a plan and they want to get on track and they set these six-figure goals and, they've never earned six figures before. So they set a six figure goal and they want to get there and they want to know, what do I need to do in order to make that happen? Then one of the things that they discover is, or they feel good about is paying me for that. Because now they feel like they've earned my service, but they also feel like when they go out and make those grand sales that they've earned that too. So they feel really good about themselves and now they can take the monies and they can support their families and they can take care of whatever it is they need to take care of. They can pay bills and they can just build something that they're proud of. So this is why it's important to sell in your business. I want you to not just think about it from your perspective. When we have a hard time selling and we start grasping at straws and reaching out to people and we think that we're going to use our circle of people that we're friends with, first of all, know this, that gets old. Okay, so you really want to feel comfortable with introducing your sales and products or your services and your products to other people. Now, there are different methods that you can use for doing that. And I talk about that in my relational sales course that I'm going to do, the workshop that we talk where I'm going to share about sales, no pressure relational sales. So I talk about that a lot and I give several examples on how do you connect with people in a way such that you don't feel like you're bugging them or you don't become annoying to them. Okay, because salespeople can be annoying if they're doing it wrong. Okay, and I don't always like to say that they're doing it wrong, but the reality of it is they're not doing it right. And that's why they're not meeting their goals. That's not why they're not thriving. That's why they're not getting to where it is they want to be, when in fact, they're quite capable of making something happen. Understand this. If you're excited about your product, if you believe in earning a higher income, you deserve to have that higher income. Because you're excited about a product, you believe in what you're offering to people. And so these things are all great. So you want to keep that in mind, that if you're in business, no matter whether you're in, have a brick and mortar business, a home-based business, you're in direct sales, it doesn't matter. One of the roots of success in your business is being able to sell. And you must be able to sell. By the way, for those of you that are listening to this and you think, wow, I am not in Jacksonville and I would love to go to that workshop, you can sign up for the online version of the workshop. Once we do the workshop, it's going to be recorded and we're going to upload it for your viewing, and you can view it, you know, of course, as many times as you like. And so, for those of you that pay and come to the live workshop, you're going to get some more benefit, hands-on, and you'll be able to ask me direct questions and be able to get some real live answers and real scenarios so that we can actually get you going. And we're going to do a lot more in our live workshop. So there'll be some things that you won't get as a result of not being at the live workshop, but you will be able to get the mechanics of selling. You'll be able to understand how to sell without putting pressure on people. You'll be able to learn how to take your business to another level selling. This is for people, especially if you don't like selling. If you've convinced yourself that this is not the way and you're doing everything using passive methods of selling, and there's nothing wrong with selling passively, but if it's not working for you, or if you needed things to move a little faster, then we're going to give you some really great techniques to make that happen. And you can still feel like you're passive. So that's the exciting part. Okay, so you guys understand that you must sell. Selling must be a part of your business if you're going to have a business, and it's one of the roots of success in your business, and it's going to help you get to where it is you want to be. So be excited about your business, be excited about where you're going, and see, and just learn the skills that you need to learn so that you can do life with power. Hey, that's all I have for you on this Thriving Thursday. We're going to be back next week with more of these great ideas and strategies and little tidbits that will help you to strengthen your resolve to achieve and to really expand your focus when it comes to you getting that dream life that you deserve to have. Because guess what? You really do deserve to have it. Enjoy your weekend. Do life with power.